Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Chris, we haven't heard from you. Are you comfortable with where we are at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I just need something that... What we need at the end of the day is something we can get, hopefully get at least a level of agreement on. It would be fantastic if we could actually, you know, at the end of the session in San Juan, actually have a document that we could send off. But as long as it's not a document that says absolutely nothing, then I'm quite happy.
Yeah. And Oscar, you haven't changed your mind about moving the two paragraphs.
Well, actually, I don't know why they are on that part, but if you explain it, maybe I could change my mind.
fair comment. I mean, my view is that those two paragraphs refer to the fact that there are observers from the regions, and the regions in this case are the ICANN regions, that it implies a recognition of those particular regions for things other than representation. I take your point that from your perspective, they are almost representative. But I take looking at it from entirely the other direction. That here is something that is nothing to do with members voting and how they vote. It is merely a recognition. I know I'm not explaining this very well. There's merely a recognition of ICANN-based regions, and I don't understand really why that has been included in the bylaws in that way.
Are you talking about the regional organisations, Doug?
Yeah, we're talking about the two paragraphs that I think it's 28 and 29.
27, 28.
Thank you. Where the point I'm making for representational issues, we're talking about where votes come from. Yet here we are using ICANN regions for something different. These people aren't voted on by a particular community. They are merely representatives of regional organizations. And those regional organizations are limited to being those that coincide with the ICANN definition.
They're there because, and Bart, I'm sure if I've understood you correctly, if I'm referring to the same thing you're referring to,
yeah.
Bart will doubtless confirm this. They're there. The reason why we have the regional organisations, we acknowledge, if you like, the existence of a regional organisation in each of the regions that has one. And the original purpose of putting them on there was to ensure that we had an easy mechanism for canvassing the regions through the regional organisations.
Right, I can understand that. I suppose
the principle being that at the time, and to a great extent in some of the regions, still there are members of the regional organisations that are not members of the CCNSO, and that they should have an avenue, if you like, for being canvassed, other than sending out a note to various a disparate group of lists.
Right. And I have no problem with that, other than why are these necessarily tied to ICANN regions?
I accept your point, and I don't disagree with you, Mike. But the background to it is simply that at the time, they were established organisations. In the case of APTLD and Centre, and I think I think Lac TLD was in its very early stages, but it was there, that had a vastly greater membership than that of the CCNSO.
Yes, I agree, and I both agree and understand, Chris. I'm not knocking that. All I'm saying is I don't think it is, in the terms I've been talking about anyway, it is a representational issue, because we're not talking about people being voted onto council, and you could retain the existing ICANN regions for all representational issues.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, you could, for example, say any grouping of CCTLDs, any organization that represents more than, let's say, 10 CCTLDs, could be recognized as a region for CCNSO purposes for no other reason other than, if you like, some form of recognition and the ability to provide an observer. That's not messing up your representational issues at all. I'm trying to split the two.
I agree, and I'm playing devil's advocate, but let me do that. It's a semantic. It's probably a semantic issue, because the moment at the current status, as I see it, is that you've got observers representing well-defined, albeit we don't necessarily agree with them, but nonetheless well-defined regions that sit within an obvious regional grouping, because you've got the definition. If you were to say that, let's take an example. If I understand you correctly, you would be saying that the Caribbean states, as an example, could band together and ask to appoint a Caribbean observer. Is that basically what you're saying?
That's a possibility, yeah. It's a good example, yeah.
Good. So the issue that arises in respect, and I actually think that's not a bad idea, but the issue that arises in respect to that is how do you, and unless you specifically define what that means, if you're going to call it a representation of a grouping, then how do you define what that grouping is? Could Puerto Rico, for example, decide that it wants to be a member, and again we're running into semantic terms here, but a member of a regional grouping? How do you say what is Caribbean? How do you say what is Arab states? I mean, in some cases it might be blindingly obvious. I'm not suggesting it wouldn't be, but there may be occasions where it's not. And
well,
yep.
Sorry, Chris. Can I interrupt just for a second? Because I think we've already got a situation like that. Because you are talking, and you mentioned centre, for example. Well, any nation can join, any CCTLD can join centre. It doesn't have to be a European thing. You don't have to be in Europe. So
that's
already
true.
Already that is happening.
Yes, and again, playing devil's advocate, that's true. But centre has a constitution or a set of articles or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they are, but it's got something that defines what its mission is. And that is, whilst it allows for outside of Europe membership, its role and goal is defined by itself as being essentially Europe-centric. And again, I'm not saying that that's necessarily a problem. I'm just saying that it is slightly different. What you're talking about is effectively a loosening of, I suppose my question would be, what do we achieve by doing this? So perhaps if you start from that point for me, what do we achieve by doing this?
All right. I am suggesting, I think, that there are a number of reasons for various CCTLD managers coming together in a group to share a common interest. Provided there are sufficient numbers of them in that group, it makes sense to allow that group to have an observer with counsel, because that allows that group, if you like, to lobby for their common interest and for information to be readily shared with that grouping, whether it be geographically based or any other common interest. I think you've got to put a minimum number of people on there, otherwise you'd have 10,000 observers and no members, if you see what I mean. So there's got to be some sort of control. But the ability to have a liaison with council and to have that level of interface, I don't think should necessarily be tied to geographic regions.
Right. So what you're talking about is actually not the same as the current regional liaisons. Because whilst in effect it might be possible for Don Hollander from APTLD, the general manager of APTLD, to stand up at or to be involved in a council discussion and say, well, the members of APTLD think the following. That's not actually the original, and I don't think that's a bad thing, by the way, but that's not the original purpose of doing so. So what you're doing, what we're talking about here, is opening up an ability of groupings of CCTLDs, and I think we need to ditch the word regional for the sake of this discussion.
Yeah.
Groupings of CCTLDs to come together and say, we would like, because we are X number, we would like a person to be an observer to the council. Now, I would argue that all that means is that at a council meeting or on the council list, that person can deliver an opinion.
Yes.
At least ostensibly for the people that they represent. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes. I think it works two ways. I think it is can express an opinion and also can get feedback. So I think it's a two-way dialogue.
Okay. And Oscar, what's your issue with that?
I'm exactly with you in this regard, Chris, but I think that it is not in it is most regarding with the first part, what you mentioned, that it is to carry on the ideas that represent the region into the CCNSR Council. Yes, it could be actually this person could do something in the other way and gave feedback and ideas to the organization or to the regional organization. I don't have at this moment ideas about what issues would open up this proposal, but my whole issue is if this is part of the representation justification or in the participation issues. And I think that this is most regarding representation, because I think that this is, once again, this person, this representative, is doing something in the name of the whole organization, not just participating for the fun of it. And that's my whole issue. At this moment, I am not doing any arguments about how good or how bad is that idea to have representatives of sub-regional or allow different other groups to be part of this CCN. So that's another issue, and I don't have a strong idea, or I'm not interested to make arguments about that. I'm just questioning myself and the group whether this is part of the participation issues or the representation.
Oscar.
Yeah.
And then Chris and Dave, if you look at the say the text that was sent around, say the last text that was so version 12, if you look at say it is under the heading participation issues, and I think it's there for two reasons. First of all, but that's a more historic structural element, because it was introduced as part of participation in version 1 of the draft document.
Yes.
And say in order to address it, it is part of the participation issue again. So,
yes.
But that is more a formal argument. I think the second argument is, if you look at it, it is very clear, especially from the language from Dave, that there is a clear split, not just in the working group and outside the working group, whether, say, this whole issue of setting up regional organizations, etc., should be participation issues. And I think the paragraphs we're discussing is reflecting Dave's argument and, say, your arguments, whether it is a participation issue, is covered by paragraph 24. So there is no resolution or there is no recommendation coming out of it. And I think if you look at the conclusion itself, say, so that is paragraph 28, and that's the one I've added, is to make again clear that, say, because of this split, and we all agree there is a participation issue, there will be no recommendation from this working group to the broader community.
Okay, so what we're talking about is whether, given that, understand that, so what we're talking about then is, given that we acknowledge that this is a document that's got to do with regions,
yeah,
and that given that there is a lack of agreement about whether whether participation sits as an issue under that or not.
Yeah.
It seems to me that if I understand what you're saying correctly, Bart, what you're saying is no one's suggesting that the paragraph to do with participation is going to lead to any recommendations, but they are in there because they are a factor.
Yeah.
Albeit they're not something that goes to the heart of the actual regional issue. So to talk in pragmatic terms for a moment, and I mean, Oscar, I'd be very interested to hear what you think about what I'm about to say. Leaving aside the regional structure, leaving aside any changes that may occur to the regional structure, if in a year's time we were approached by somebody from Jamaica, for example, who said, look, the following 10, 12, 15 Caribbean nations have got together and they would like me from Jamaica to speak on their behalf in respect to CCTLD matters at the CCNSO, and in order for me to be able to do that properly, it would be very helpful if I could join the CCNSO council list and attend the meetings and have a voice. That is not something which we would, I mean, that's something which I suspect we would probably be quite amenable to at the very least in an unofficial capacity, and we have the ability to do that if we choose to do so. I mean, in all practical terms, it could happen right now. Is that correct?
Silence.
Well, are you asking Oscar or...?
I'm asking anybody what they think. Because if I understand it correctly, Oscar, your concern is that we don't mix the issue of participation into the, to any great extent, into the discussion on regions. Is that basically right?
Yeah, that's actually my point. I'm sorry, Chris, I didn't understand your point.
Well, what I'm asking you is, forget this whole regional thing. Forget it. Just imagine it's not happening. Everything stays the same, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we were approached by a number of, let's just say 10 for the sake of discussion, Caribbean nations who said, we would like to appoint a person to speak for us and to involve themselves in the discussions, we'd be okay with that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, I would do some questions to this state or country or CCTLD, but the thing is, do they need someone to be on the CCNSO council to, let's use the magic words, enhance their participation into these issues? I don't think so. I think that what they need is to participate maybe at the CCNSO discussions, general discussions, not at the CCNSO council. That is not a way to enhance their participation or to help them develop properly a decision. Yeah. That's my whole issue.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Maybe, but if, say, for argument's sake, because I think you're turning Chris's argument around, if the Caribbean CCTLDs got together and say in a year's time got their act together and they wanted a regional organization, so like the, in the same manner as LAC-TLD has evolved in time, and maybe in 2 years' time, and by then they would stand up and say, okay, we got our act together and we want to be involved. Would want to be involved in the council in one way or the other to make our voices heard. Would you allow for such a thing in your thinking?
Well, this is nothing that I have to allow. I mean, I'm not the indicated to allow or disallow these things. I think that's good. That's right. But I would say that they are not doing this because a participation things, but because they want to have a representation voice. Whether or not this would carry on a boat, that's another issue. I mean, what I'm telling you is that maybe all these things that David is trying to do is will help a lot some CCTLDs. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that let's say the right words. And I think in this case, about participation and representation, we're trying to mix things up.
Okay, I can see your point, Oscar. I think there's an argument for saying that. Well, actually, no. Let me stop, Dave. What do you think?
From a purely practical perspective, and I'm thinking as much politics as anything else, how we have tried to present this is that we recognize people's concerns about true, pure representational issues, i.e. voting constituencies. And they are very loath to tamper with those, and I can absolutely understand why. We have got, I believe, consensus on perhaps a way forward as far as that is concerned, which is, in fact, with minimal tweaking and trying to resolve the relationship between ICANN's regions and UN's regions, etc. That is relatively simple and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
The issues about observers and CCNSO, not recognition of groupings, but I forget the exact term that is used in the bylaws. If we look at that as a participation issue, which I actually believe it is, but that I can also see Oscar's point of view. But if we
Oscar doesn't think it's not a participation issue. Oscar just thinks that it's nothing to do with the region. I think. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
Fine, but as Bart says, I've been trying to keep that out from the participation issue because it's much more clouded. There are more opinions about it, and I don't want to confuse the representational issue by talking about this aspect in the same breath.
All right, so let me ask you a question then. What about if we did this? I can understand why there would be some, there might be, certain, I can understand Oscar's concern and I can understand why that concern might be held by others. It's not a concern I hold, but I understand it. The question of CCNSO participation, membership, is on the table because it's been partially put on the table by this discussion, but it's now being put firmly on the table. It's an issue that we're going to discuss in San Juan on Wednesday about how what we can do to increase membership / participation. Fair enough?
Yes.
So, if we were to agree that we separate the issues and we deal with the regional issue as a standalone issue to do specifically with the regional groupings that exist within the CCNSO and whatever knock-on effect that has to the ALAC and to ICANN generally, on the one hand. But on the other hand, we agree that we will, following on from our discussions in San Juan, create some sort of working group or discussion group to look at the participation issues and pick those issues up from the regional report and deal with them separately, then that may actually solve the problem. And the reason why I'm suggesting it might work is because fundamentally the changes that we would need to make within the CCNSO to deal with participation and telling everybody that the reference to membership fees is not going to happen because there aren't going to be any, or whether that is actually saying, and if you want to, you can form little subgroups and be represented in that way. Those things are not anything like as complicated from a bylaw point of view or from a knock-on effect changes point of view as any possible changes to the regional groupings might be.
Chris.
In other words, we could very easily say, to take your point, subject to a set of comfortable definitions, that we will recognise a grouping of CCTLDs in some manner to enable them to have representation that they are comfortable with, provided that leads to an increase in participation and membership. That does not involve anything like as much effort and work in respect to bylaw changes as does a regional change. Is that making any sense at all?
Yes, it does. I suppose I have only two comments to make. And I'm happy to go along with the best politics, I hasten to add, is that from my perspective, the driving reason for doing anything about the regions, and hence the regions working group, more frankly the participation, not the representation. So it's a little bit sad to me, if you like, that...
I think the word you're looking for is galling, actually.
but, Dave, sorry, may I comment? Oh, you had another comment, don't you?
Well, and the other one only is that I think this is still a regional issue in that, if you like, I'm objecting to the words in the bylaws that relate observers to ICANN geographic regions.
Yes.
And if that ICANN geographic region bit was removed, I would be a happy camper.
But you're only, yes, that's true, but you're only, and I accept that completely, and I suggest, that you're only objecting to it because you don't agree with the regions.
I don't agree with this applicability of the application.
I accept that completely. And what I'm suggesting to you, and it's just a suggestion. I mean, I've just conjured this up out of thin air. But what I'm suggesting is that if there was a way of handling the participation issue, okay. Let me put this scenario to you. Nothing happens, as is often the case in respect to ICANN. Nothing happens. So we put all this effort into this report, we send it off, and the board decides that it's all too hard, and there are too many problems, and it's all too difficult and complicated and ridiculous, and so therefore they're just going to go with the status quo.
That's where I would put my money.
So, assuming that's the case, for the sake of this little hypothetical, then my point is, I'd live with that, but I would still be endeavouring to find a way of creating participation mechanisms for obvious groupings that currently say, quite legitimately in my view, that they don't feel that they can participate properly. So I'm saying that I suspect there are ways that we can handle that issue irrespective of what happens with the regions. And my fear is that if we try to interlace the two things together too much, that all we'll do is to make it even more likely that we end up with a status quo and nothing happens than if we take a pragmatic view and say, these are comments about the regions, and this may be a 5-year issue. This may be this review and the next review. But what can the CCNSO actually do today, tomorrow, next week in Los Angeles at the end of the year, to actually deal with the issue of participation? And if that means that we have to establish a whole series of workaround mechanisms to work around the current regions, then so be it.
What's in the report now as final paragraph on this participation, I'll read it, maybe this captures, I think, both camps. It is, so first of all, you see the say this, that there is a split in the working group. Some consider it participation an important issue to change the regional definitions. Others don't. And it ends with the above, so that is the two visions, is not to say participation of the CCPLD managers is not considered an important issue by the members of the working group. It is only to say that there is no agreement if and to what extent the definition of ICANN geographic regions is a core cause for the participation issue in general, I should add. The working group is unanimous in its view that increasing participation in the CCNSO by CCTLD managers should be a major concern for the CCNSO. Current participants in the CCNSO should endeavour ways to increase participation. However, recommendations to this effect are outside the scope of this working group.
Okay. Now, Oscar, what is your? Do you have a problem with that statement?
And not at all. Actually, that's a very good statement on what I think is correct. For me, that's excellent.
Okay. So,
Dave,
what are we arguing? What are we actually arguing about then?
Dave, do you have any problems with it?
I suppose I've got to look at what our recommendations are. And our recommendations are to send a paper to the board highlighting, if not the recommendations, at least the issues identified by the CCNSO.
Yeah, that's one.
Now, in that connection, I think it would be disappointing, let us say, if that paper did not make any reference to some of the participation issues and was restricted only to the representational issues.
But do the paragraphs as currently drafted not do that?
Well, fine. It's just how much separation was going to be decided upon actually at in Puerto Rico. Whether you were suggesting that anything that was participation was in effect taken out of this paper
no.
and given to another working group, if you see
no.
what I mean.
I'm not. Well, I am suggesting that it's given to another working group, but I'm not suggesting that it's taken out of the paper. What I'm saying is that if you leave the paper the way it currently is, that seems to me to achieve three things. One, it's if I understand it correctly, it's a series of statements that everybody is comfortable with. I'm not suggesting some people don't want more, but everyone's comfortable with it. Number one. Number two, it actually makes a statement that makes it abundantly clear that everybody on the working group is concerned about participation. And three, it flags the fact, it leads the punch, so to speak, that the CCNSO is going to be working on the participation aspects of it, irrespective of what may occur with the regional debate.
I could certainly live with that.
And that, I think, is a win for everybody, because what it means is that we've said to the board, effectively, understand this, you can take the easy road and just leave everything the way that it is, if that's what you choose. But we are not going to sit back and just let things, you know, stagnate. We're going to be working on mechanisms to increase participation.
Yeah.
And I think that's a statement that is very valuable and should be made in a formal document.
Good. I'm comfortable with that, Chris.
And there is another issue is, don't forget it, and this is where it started off. In the document is the, say, for the representation issue, is I think there is a mechanism, we introduce a mechanism to change it, say, type of procedure. So there is something concrete, it's not just paper, there's something concrete to address some of the, say, concerns that caused this whole working group.
Yes, and I agree, and absolutely. And clearly what's happened is that the reality is this, I think. the actual regions themselves are a pain for a lot of people, but I think that for all of those people, and a whole heap of other ones for whom the regions are not a pain, would buy into the debate on participation and what we can do to improve that. And if we can manage to do that, you know, irrespective of the regions, and I'm not suggesting that solves all the problems, because I acknowledge completely that it doesn't, but if we can at least go some way to solving some of the problems by dealing with it from a participation point of view, then I think that's a win for everybody. I'm comfortable with the way that it's currently written, and I think it achieves the goals as a step. It's not, it doesn't achieve everything today, but I think it achieves the, you know, it's the first step towards achieving what we want to try and achieve. And I want there to be, you know, Leslie Cowley's going to be chairing the session on participation in San Juan, and I really think that the sorts of things we should be talking about are the sorts of things that this working group's been disagreeing on, not because they disagree about them, but because they've been trying to stuff them into a regional issue, perhaps, rather than a participation one.
Right, yeah.
Because, Dave, to be honest with you, my gut feeling, and I mean, I'm aware that this is being recorded, my gut feeling is that this is not top of the list for the board, and they are most, as you have already said, they are most likely to take the easy way out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I want is, I want this to be a springboard for us to say, yes, we've done all the regional stuff, we told everybody what we think should happen. It isn't going to happen yet, but we're still going to go and do this, and this, whatever that may be.
Yeah, fine. Not a problem.
Good.
Oscar, and going back to the issue raised by Oscar, should the paragraphs change, given this outcome, I think that the paragraphs should stay where they are, because specifically, if you look at, say, the former document, participation issue was introduced, and we had some feedback from the community stating, okay, don't mix this up. And again, the whole discussion started again within the working group on the participation issue. And I think to close the loop, it should stay in there, say, and ending with this recommendation. Look, we can't solve participation by just adjusting the regional or the definitions alone. It is looking at means instead of the issue.
Yeah.
Well, my point was that to remove these two paragraphs, but to move it into the representation and into the representational issues.
Yeah, I know, but because the discussion started on participation, and because, say, this line of reasoning was Dave's and some others, and say, your line of reasoning and some others is, this is not a participation issue, the geographic regions, but everybody agrees, so you end up with saying, okay, we have these two views, we can't solve it as a working group, therefore there is no recommendation, with the exception that the CCNO host should take on board participation as an issue, which is happening.
Yeah. Oscar, I honestly think that what Bart is saying is right. That I don't think that leaving the paragraphs where they are actually has any effect on your concerns. I think your concerns are dealt with, and it's very clear. And I don't think that to move them actually achieves anything. You're obviously entitled to your opinion and entitled to stick to your guns, but I actually think that what Bart is saying is right. That from the point of view of actually looking at the debate and coming to an agreement, a conclusion to that debate, the way it's currently drafted actually correctly sets out in the right way what we've agreed on, including you, what you've agreed on, I think.
And what you disagreed on.
Yeah, and what you disagreed on.
I think that you're right. We've been discussing this for a while, and I think it's time to let this document as it is. I'm okay with that, and I could live with that. All I wanted is just to help in this issue. personally, I don't think that there's any any participation issue in this. And if we use this is just to explain why I'm making an issue about these two paragraphs. Is that I saw those two paragraphs as if we were trying to say that participation is actually something that would be affected, really affected by the representational. That the participation issue would be effectively affected by having more people on the CCNSO Council or having a different setting of regions. And from my perspective, that's wrong. I mean, it won't help in any way, the participation issue. And if we say those things, for me, it's like if we are trying to convince someone that we are seeing the representational part as an evil, and that we don't think that that's a good objective or a good goal, and that we should add the participation as the real and good objective in all this. And for me, that's not true. I mean, the representational is good enough to make this statement strong as it is. But as I told you, I'm okay with this document. We've been discussing for a while, and that's okay. All I wanted is to make a strongest document without diverting this kind of. I mean, I think that. That if I have these ideas, I'm not the only one with that ideas, and I wouldn't want to have these kind of discussions at the CCNSO Council, and that's what I wanted to do.
Would it help simply to introduce a new side heading immediately before 27, and just put other issues?
Well, if you introduce my thinking, you will raise exactly what I don't want to happen, to discuss something that won't help the the discussion. But I mean, I think that that we have enough discussion on these things, and everybody would feel strong enough to make arguments against or in pro this drafting. I mean, I think that this is not too important to stick with this discussion.
I think you're right, and I think the key is, as long as the report accurately reflects the feelings of the working group, then you can argue forever about whether you should put it in or take it out. And that's an argument that's never going to go anywhere. The key is, does it accurately reflect the feelings of the working group? And I think we're all clear that that's exactly what it does. It does accurately reflect them. So I think, you know, on that basis, we can let it sit the way that it is and move on.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Good. Yeah, and me, so that's fine.
Okay. For practical purposes, what I'll do is I'll send, I will include, say, the comments, the table of comments, and maybe the full text of the comments. Yeah, I think I stated that.
Yeah.
And I will redraft the letter of introduction and send it to Dave. So we can send it out to the working group, say, early tomorrow morning my time, late in the afternoon tomorrow my time, and then ask them if they have any feedback, and then send it to the list on Thursday.
Excellent.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Now, when is it? Oscar, are you coming?
Yes, I'm coming. I'm arriving on Sunday.
Sunday. Fantastic. Dave, I'm going to see you on Saturday at the Caribbean meeting.
Indeed you are. Yeah,
I'll see you there as well.
So excited. I noticed that your friend from the CTU gets the top spot.
Yes, I noticed that, yes.
Don't worry, we'll soon sort her out.
Yeah. Oh, before you go, one question, people. Gabby did say, did we want a meeting room for the regions group?
Sure that we need
no,
one.
No, I don't think
do
we? I don't think we need one. No. Let's just run the session on Wednesday and...
Dave, I don't know if you're aware, but probably this will pop up again in the GAC CCNGO meeting.
Right, okay.
Well, it's going to pop up again. Yes, that might be true, but it's only going to pop up as a sort of, this is what we've done, here's the report.
Yeah, but I think what we said in Lisbon, as far as I know, is that they wanted to have input as well. Again, because they asked for the, say, to be involved in the public comment period.
Well, what I think we should do in that is this, as far as we know, the GAC, the non-IDN GAC CC meeting is Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I suggest is that once the report goes out publicly past the list, past the working group list. You also send it to Donna and ask her to get it sent out to the GAC list.
Yeah.
And with a note saying that the CCs will report on this report at the joint GAC CC session on Tuesday. And Dave, what you need to do is simply to do a 5 or 10 minute summary of what the report's concluded.
Yeah, and especially the recommendation.
Well, that's the those would be the conclusions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You. See you all.
I'll talk to you at 7 o'clock in the morning my time, Bart.
Yeah, I think Gabby set it up. So okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.